okay, Brock Purdy's not playing in Green Bay. At least we have that definition. We're not going to do the walk up till game time. See, Nick Bosa is out as well. So the most important player on your offense is out. Most important player on your defense is out. I know those are debatable, but you get what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So what is your thought on how you approach this game mentally? Green flag or white flag?
Oh, it's green flag.
Okay.
You're 5-5. If it was 8-2, it would be white flag. Or if you're 7-3, you could white flag it or yellow flag it. Oh, I was waiting for the, waiting for it. Exactly. I didn't want to step on the all-important can opening.
We need one today.
Yeah, we do.
Wow.
If you're 5-5 and you know that you need to probably win 5 of the last 7 to have a chance, realistically, 10-7, I don't think 9-8 gets it done. So you don't have a chance to white flag or yellow flag or black flag, red flag. There's only one flag you have, and it's green flag. And it's, hey, Brandon, we brought you in because we believe in your ability to win a game. Not lead us to a 10-7 year. Win a game. And he had practice Thursday. He had practice today. He's being readied to be the man. And he still has Debo and George. I don't believe George is on the list. You got Christian. You got Juwan. You got Ricky. You've got enough to where you should still be able to go out there and compete and maybe win this game. It's a green flag.
I'm with you, but that's an interesting way to sort of phrase it, what you just said. I think that comes from the fact that we follow this team and you know it inside and out. I would venture to guess that normally when someone who has no dog in the fight, when they open up the schedule for the weekend in the NFL and you see spreads that are north of 5 or 6 points, you do not think that that underdog is likely to compete and keep it close. And I'd also argue there are different kinds of 5, 6, 7 point underdogs. This one happens to not be because, oh, you're a lesser team, if you will. This one is because you're in a lesser situation. Like, Brandon Allen, I would argue, pretty much knew he was going to start this game at about 2:30 yesterday.
Right.
Which means he got about, 11 minutes of practice that day and then practice today in the rain. That's how long he's had. And I know his job is to be ready, and I'm with you. I'm agreeing with you, but I am not expecting the 49ers to go out there and show well on Sunday. I hope,
yeah.
But I certainly wouldn't use the word expect.
I think that he got more practice time than that because Brock went out after session 2 on Thursday, and on Wednesday, Brock didn't throw at
all. That's true.
So it feels like he got more of a, hey, I mean, it looks like it might be kind of a week, and then today, no Brock at all, so he got today as well.
Still thought he was going to be the backup, though. On Wednesday, the team clearly thought Brock was going to be fine.
Maybe, but Brock didn't throw.
Right.
So at the very least, if Brandon's out there, he's being told, like, it's pretty obvious that Brock's not throwing and you are, so there's at least a maybe. I'm not saying that one extra day makes it so, hey, now the Niners should win because he got 3 days of practice and not 1.5. They're up against it, but I do think it's interesting that looking at the betting markets, it's now leveled off at 5.5.
Okay.
When the news broke, it jumped from 2.5 to 5.5, and it looked like it was about to go to 6, but since then, money's come back in on the Niners, and it right now is dead even in terms of the odds.
Yep, 5.5.
Right,
yeah.
But it's -110, -110 either way.
Did you happen to take note of what the over-under did? I'm curious on that, too. Like, is it expected to be a lower-scoring game now?
I didn't really note where it was.
Yeah.
I see that it's now at 44.5.
44.5, yeah.
Which I think, I want to feel like it's always been about there based on the weather, you know? And
weather's supposed to largely, I mean, Green Bay speaking, it's supposed to be fine.
Right, better than last night.
Yeah, mid-40s, dry.
Right, and not being a night game, you probably won't get that late,
well, it is
that late snow that we got last night.
It's
in that
kind
game.
Of a night game there. It starts at 4:30, or I guess
3:30.
3:30, yep. Their time. Mm-hmm. That's a dark second half. That's a nighttime second half.
Right. But I was thinking about last night where that game's with mini shovels.
You want to know what went through my head? My head was like, I wonder if they put heaters.
I had the other
under the yard line,
oh,
and it melts the snow.
Thought.
And then I find out, I'm like, oh, yeah, no, that's just draw. That's somebody's got crayons,
okay.
And they drew on the TV screen.
Yeah.
They can't see what the hell's going on. So it turns into a total mess for the offense and the defense.
Anyway, no snow in Green Bay, no Brock in Green Bay, no Bosa in Green Bay on Sunday. Wow. You're 5-5, and two of your, I don't know, six most important players.
And maybe no Trent.
Right.
Trent is at best. We're going to get word.
Well, that'd be three of your top six.
I don't even think I'd predict right now based on Trent. I don't know how many of y'all do this. Do y'all do the Adam Schefter thing at like midnight on Saturday?
Yeah.
Right? If you're a fantasy football player, you got to do three people. It's Schefter, Rappaport, and Pelissero. You got to go to their Twitter feeds like at about 11 p.m. and sometimes even later because they're on the phone with agents and executives and they get the word of like this person is not expected to play tomorrow or this person is expected to play. And then sometimes you get a, it's a true, we don't know. We'll find out in pregame warmups. And that's what I bet we're going to get on Trent.
Yeah, for sure. I think it'll be him going out there. He probably gets ready to play, gets the shot, and goes out in pregame warmups. And you're going to see how it feels. It's pain tolerance. And I do think that he would be more likely to go now based on the fact that you don't have your starting quarterback and you don't have your wide receiver already. Your tight end is probably going to be a little bit hampered coming back from his injury. You got to be out there if you're Trent.
It'd be nice.
Yeah.
Because doesn't it feel right now like you'd love to actually see what everybody was asking for come Monday, which was, can we see Christian and Jordan Mason? Can we do both? And if it's November and it's late November and it's 40-something degrees and it's damp because at least the runoff of the snow that happened yesterday and you don't have your quarterback, I don't know. Run the ball seems like a good idea. And if you're going to run it 30 to 35 times, that doesn't sound like a one-person job to me.
No, it sounds like you need your best left tackle as well. And that's where you've gotten the most yards historically on the ground is behind Trent Williams. So if you don't have Trent and you already have a little bit of vulnerability with your center and your left guard, your right guard's been great, your right tackle not so much, where are you going to run the ball? Who are you going to run behind to try to get these yards against a Green Bay team that pretty much knows you're going to want to run it with a backup quarterback under center? And, you know, maybe it's time to do our Brandon Allen homework and start to cue up some tape on Brandon Allen, see exactly what he can do.
Brandon Allen is what I would sort of, what I know of him, and you're right, that we haven't seen him in quite some time in the NFL. But from what I know with his time in Cincinnati and whatnot, I would sort of like term Brandon as a solid backup.
With a question mark.
No, like, I mean, middle of the road type backup quarterback in the NFL. Yes, somebody who can, you know, he can move the ball a little bit. He's not your best backup in the NFL. He's not your worst. But no, this is like, there's no tiptoeing around this. This is a terrible situation. And it might not be this week only.
Yeah.
The 49ers, don't forget this now, in 11 days, they're on Sunday Night Football in Buffalo. You got a long-range forecast on that one?
I'll take a look at it.
That one feels even colder to me.
Yeah, and even snowier, most likely.
So here's Kyle Shanahan on, okay, he's out this week, but what about going forward after that?
I don't want to say there's long-term concern. You know, we got the MRI on Monday. We thought he just needed some rest and really weren't concerned about him not being good this week. But when he started up Thursday, just surprised him, surprised us how it felt. So we had to shut him down, and so I really don't know what to think of it. You know, the MRI doesn't look like that, so it should be all right. But the way it responded this week, it's really up in the air for next week. So we'll have to see on Monday.
Okay. You ready for your Sunday, December 1st, long-range forecast for Buffalo, New York?
Yeah, 27 and flurries is my prediction.
I got 33 degrees and a 30% chance of precipitation.
Which would mean snow, or at least slush or sleet.
Yep.
No doubt.
And remember, it's a night game. 33 would be the high.
Right.
So that's coming at about 2 o'clock. They're starting this game local time at 8:20.
And you realize that 30% chance of rain does not mean 30% chance of rain in that spot. It means 30% of the people in that area will get rain. That's what the percentages mean.
I did not know that.
Yeah, something I learned last year.
So, like, if you're a crowd, like, maybe only the people who are between the 40s?
That's right.
Precipitation.
And if you're at Levi's, it's a 30% chance of blindness, and it's only those people on the sunny side.
All right.
What happened?
I think the only question for people, and by the way, just so you know, this show's yours today. Not that it isn't always, but you know what I'm saying? Like, we got a Warrior game here in a couple hours. And so Warriors Live starts in an hour. The Warriors are going to kick the Pelicans' butt here in 2 hours. So that's fun. And we'll take you all the way up to that. But for the next hour, it's 49er football and the fact that they will go to Green Bay without Brock Purdy and without Nick Bosa. So in your mind, 888-957-9570, the emotions of this moment, how you feeling about the season now? Where are you at with regard to this particular season, your emotions around it, what the 49ers should do, how they should play it? You and I walked in here Monday morning to a chorus of some people who were already like, let's check out some young people.
Right.
Let's check out what young people can do now because this season's over. And we're both like, no, it's not. And I think you and I are both still in that camp because Brandon Allen's allowed to win a football game. So I'm not going in. That's my answer. I'm not going anywhere until I see them with my eyes lose both of the next two games. For me, that's how long the conversation, there's no give up, not even a little bit. At least to me, that's when the conversation starts. But some of you might be further along. How do you think the Niners should play this? What do you want to see? Because there's no Brock Purdy this weekend.